Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
If you are like most Americans, when you have some aches and pains, you know, associated with inflammation, most of the time we're gonna turn to the over-the-counter aspirins, Aleves, that kind of stuff, maybe a little Tylenol. And they may work well. You know, those conventional drugs may work well. But they definitely have their side effects. They definitely have their issues. Too much Tylenol can definitely affect your liver more so than what people even imagine. And then, of course, you have the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like aspirin and Aleve. That's a common one. Naproxen, bear aspirin, whatever. Again, they work great. They do. They ease inflammation pretty quickly, but they can hurt your stomach. They thin the blood, and they can have some issues. And some of them, even the more powerful prescription ones, have been associated with cardiovascular issues. So we know that inflammation is real. We know we have a lot of aches and pains. We got to take care of it. But what conventional doctors offer just probably don't have the safety profile that we'd like to see. But what does? Herbs, spices, teas, and plants. You know, here's an interesting point. Most of the pain medications, most of the anti-inflammatory medications are based upon compounds that we find in herbs, spices, plants, and teas. let me give you an example. Take aspirin, one of the original, anti-inflammatories, anti-pain drugs, is based on a compound called salicylate, which is found in white willow bark, a plant. It was first discovered by chemists with Bayer Pharmaceuticals. They took it, they changed it, and boom, you get Bayer aspirin, and you know the story from there. So most of our pain meds and anti-inflammatories are based upon chemicals that we find in nature. As a matter of fact, that's true for most meds, but definitely for these classes of drugs. So let's talk about herbs, spices, plants, and teas for easing chronic inflammation. Now, notice I said chronic inflammation, and I think sometimes people get confused. When I was on the Suzanne Summer Show, we talked about inflammation. That was one of the segments I was on. And, you know, we spent a lot more time talking about the difference between acute inflammation and chronic, more so than I thought we were. But at the end of the segment, Suzanne made an interesting point that so many people don't understand that there's a difference. And when we start talking about easing inflammation, some people, if we do it too much, if we take these herbs and plants and spices on a daily basis, some people have this idea that we're going to be knocking out inflammation. We're going to be, disrupting the immune response and stuff like that. And so we spend a lot of time discussing that because, and it's an important point, that acute inflammation we want. You can't live without it. Acute inflammation is how your body responds to a problem, whether it's a broken bone or some infection in your lung. All it is, it's your body's response to a problem, an issue, an injury, an infection, an invader. It's characterized by an increased blood flow to that area where there's the problem. That increased blood flow contains all of the immune cells for fighting the infection, fighting the invader, plus all of the repair cells for repairing the tissue afterwards. So acute inflammation, you can't live without. It's about getting these important immune cells into the problem area. But here's then the thing. We got to get them out when it's all over with. And as we get older, for various reasons, we don't pull back those immune cells as well. We don't pull back the inflammatory response. And we end up living in this environment, this internal environment of a smoldering, low-grade inflammatory state. It's almost like we have this increased inflammation, maybe not as high as it was when it's acute, but this increased inflammation into a specific area, a specific tissue or organ, and you have too many cells in there, too many immune cells, and they start destroying your own cells. So chronic inflammation really can be a very destructive process. So it's important that you understand when we talk about easing inflammation, we're talking about easing chronic inflammation, pulling back those immune cells as best we can, calming down the system so that you can heal and basically move on. So that's what we're talking about, chronic inflammation. And so let's get into some of my favorites as far as herbs, spices, plants, and teas go. I say the word basic because I want to get back to the basics. For me personally, I want 2015 to be a year that I return back to the foundational core products. It's a lot of fun to talk about fancy new nutrients, and they can be important. Don't get me wrong. Life Extension, where I work, we take a lot of pride in being kind of leaders and innovators in the industry. But sometimes I just feel like I got to get back to the basics. So I want to talk to you about some herbs, spices, teas that can ease inflammation, that are very easy to get, relatively cheap, and they're powerful. First one, curcumin from the turmeric spice. Now, I have four foundational supplements. You've heard me talk about this before. A multivitamin, omega oils, CoQ10, probiotic. Those four products everybody should be taking. If I were to add a fifth one, it would be curcumin. Right, it would be an extract of curcumin. Now, I don't do that because then it starts diluting the foundational regimen that we all should be taking. But I personally, for me, I do consider curcumin a part of my foundation. Lots of animal studies have shown curcumin's effect in atherosclerosis, arthritis, diabetes, liver disease, gastrointestinal disorders, and even cancers. The way curcumin works is it has an ability to inhibit some of the key inflammatory pathways. Now, all of these inflammatory pathways, what they're doing is they're producing at the end of them, at the end of these pathways, the end result are proteins, inflammatory proteins. So curcumin is able to inhibit those pathways and decrease those inflammatory proteins. All of these pathways, by the way, are managed, I think that's a good way to say it, with certain enzymes like lipoxygenase and cyclooxygenase and TNF-alpha, tumor necrosis factor alpha. Well, curcumin inhibits all of those. And there's a great review in the Journal of Enteral Nutrition in 2006 that covers how the mechanism of action for curcumin against all of those pathways. There are human studies showing improvements in inflammatory disease, psoriasis, irritable bowel. The key thing is you want to use a form of curcumin called BCM95. That's the best, most absorbable form. I think a great combination, by the way, with curcumin is ginger. Yeah, ginger, I know, I think most people think of ginger as like motion sickness, stuff like that. And it works for that in stomach issues. But ginger in combination with curcumin really has synergistic effects in easing inflammation. And there's even some evidence that ginger can help your body absorb and distribute the curcumin in a more optimal way. So I like ginger and curcumin, BCM95 combination. Let's talk about the tea. The teas, green and black tea, are what we refer to as tea polyphenols. Those are the main antioxidants found in green and black tea. For green tea, it's EGCG. For black tea, it's theophylline. Those compounds, just like curcumin, have been shown to decrease the activity of those enzymes like lipoxygenase, cyclooxygenase, decrease those inflammatory pathways. And by the way, just like curcumin, the green tea, black tea polyphenols do this in a way that's effective and safe. Not a lot of side effects. Matter of fact, one study in atherosclerosis in December 2006, showed that 2 cups or more of tea a day, didn't matter black or green, was associated with a reduction, a 20% reduction of CRP, which is one of those inflammatory proteins. So it does work. Also, I want to talk about Boswellia quickly here. That Boswellia is a plant. It's known as frankincense. Go check that out. I consider it one of the best medicinal plants. Also has effects on those inflammatory pathways. So curcumin, tea polyphenols, green or black, and Boswellia. Get back to the basics. Ease inflammation. Safe and effective. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.